Mark Anthony Thompson, or Chocolate Genius, is our guest today. He records as Chocolate Genius, as well as doing some film soundtrack work. He set out to do a trilogy of Chocolate Genius albums. The first two were Black Music and God Music, and the third was set to be called Real Music, but something happened along the way, and it became Black Yankee Rock.
Yeah, it was going to be Real Music originally, and then I had this like epiphany. Like right before the deadline came up, I had this dream and I saw this place sort of like Ayers Rock, except for there were Negroes on it. And it was very similar to Compton in the 50s. It was called Black Yankee Rock, and that was it.
So, but that would have meant Black Music, God Music, and Real Music.
Right.
So can we still see this as a lined up as a trilogy of sorts?
Yeah, exactly. This is just a little departure in the trilogy. It's, I always knew there were going to be four records. But I thought there was going to be the extended trilogy, and we reversed it. So we did the extended part in the third place, and now the last record will be the swan song for Chocolate Genius.
Gotcha. The cover of the album has the Confederate flag, but although kind of done up like a Jamaican flag.
Right.
And which, you know, I look at that, and I, of course, think South and white, mm-hmm. which is a great – kind of what you do in a way is you turn our expectations for things around. I mean, Black Music was an album of down songs, and
right.
Does it go beyond the Ayers Rock kind of idea?
I mean, not really. I mean, for me to explain it, I think it would take a lot of, you know, I love it that people come up with their own interpretations, and usually when someone comes up with a really good one, I just steal it because I'm just trying to provoke a little bit. And Black Music was, I guess we were trying to provoke a little bit there. I mean, at the time, and even now, you know, you hear people talk about neo-soul or
right. These
different amalgamations of rhythm and blues or music in general, and it just seems pretty silly. So I just thought to join the fray with that was like our little flagship for, you know, being label-less.
Absolutely.
Which actually, if you make a record like Black Music, you will be labeled soon.
And then you return with Black Yankee Rock, so there you go.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get to some music. You want to do one from the album to start things off?
Sure. We'll do a song about that very subject called Tomboy Rockstar.
Drowning in the rain, I heard you singing at the dentist. A gold front's no pain. I watched you on television while I was eating in the dark. You watched me hit rewind. I wanna play my favorite. I wanna play my favorite. Cause you're my favorite. Rock. Thank you. out like Henry Box Brown, baby. Rhyme you like a Hollywood square. Got so many lives, they call me Wilma. And when the honeymoon falls into the salty sea, I will float upon your mercy. I say,
Tomboy rock star, with all the things, Mark, that we love that you do, you know, the wordplay, etc., all in there. Great song, and you definitely have to introduce who's in the room with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it sounds great.
You want to know now?
Absolutely.
On trombone, this is Reut Regev. To my right, this is Craig Street, who produced the record, sitting on guitar today. That's Jason DiMatteo playing the bass. That's Gregory Lewis playing the Hammond organ, and Robert Burke, who we call Chicken, on the drum kit.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. This record is out on Commotion Records, which, if you look at Commotion's catalog, it's a lot of film music stuff. And yeah. And it sort of came through the film connection, the
film
work you've been doing?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's primarily, I'm the first record that they've released that isn't a soundtrack. There's another artist on the label called Nathan Larson, but the record he released is all his scores.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's been a while since God Music, in those 4 years, it hasn't all been like, you know, luxury pleasure. I've been doing scores, and I happened to meet a woman named Tracy McKnight, who owns this company with Walter Yetnikoff at Sundance last year, and boom, everything just kind of worked, you know, in that marvelous way that serendipity happens, you know.
How has the film music been going? Because I know there's songs of yours that are in films, mm-hmm. but there's also, you've been doing scoring mm-hmm. as well. What's the challenge of that? That must be interesting.
It's like, you know, It's weird. On one hand, it's a challenge because it's really almost mathematical sometimes doing cues. But on the other hand, it's really liberating because you don't have to worry about lyrics.
Hmm.
So it's kind of a trade-off. I like it a lot. I like it when I'm working on films where the directors are cognizant of how music can be used, and not in terms of just, you know, coming in late on the end of a film with a very small budget to just kind of enhance scenes. I like it when I'm there pretty early.
In other words, they would discuss you. The emotional impact I want on this. This is, could do me something. Yeah.
Right.
And leave it open to you.
And then a lot of other times, you know, people come in and they just play temp. They have their temp music, and they just kind of want you to copy their temp music. So I mean, it's gone the gamut of like enjoyable to really just almost. Sometimes I think I might as well just drive a cab.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have more fun.
Well, you mentioned Tracy McKnight, who is half of the duo that actually is your record company, Commotion. The other is the well-known record company executive, author, raconteur, I don't know what else to call him, Walter Yetnikoff.
when Yetnikoff's name came up and Tracy said, you know, here's my partner, I'd like you to meet him, I must admit that I didn't really know much about him except for the name. I knew he had been at CBS with Michael Jackson in his heyday. And so I was on my way to meet Walter, and I picked up his book because I wanted to find out about him. And I was reading it on the subway, and it's, you know, it's written by that guy, David Ritz, he who writes those kind of tabloid almost biographies, and it's just a really enjoyable read. It's a quick read. So I took it on the train, but I didn't want him to know that I was reading it, so I flipped the cover around so he couldn't see it, and I had it on I had it on the desk between us. And he is an amazing, avid, try-to-stop-him storyteller. I mean, he's just got stories that are unbelievable, from Marvin Gaye to, you know, all the other tomboy rock stars. And I was sitting there. I was fairly patient, but it was early in the morning, much like this is, and I was kind of getting a little over it. And by the time he was telling me his third story, I finished it for him. I said, and then you lost your wallet, right? And he was like, what? And then I had to confess that I had his book right there. And he's a great guy. I like him. I like him. He's a testament to the fact that you can change your life at any point, because he was going down a pretty dark road. A road that we travel frequently, and he got off the car and turned himself around.
Mark Anthony Thompson is our guest. The album from Chocolate Genius, Inc., is Black Yankee Rock. I'm not really trying to confuse people, but that's just the way this all works. And you want to do another one from the album?
Sure, let's do Forever Everyone. This will feature Craig Street on the other acoustic guitar.
We're parking the same place, and you can't.
Another one from the New Black Yankee Rock. You know, you talk about the two songs. We've heard sort of the That's Forever, Everyone.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that that song is dedicated and about a really dear friend of mine named Greg Arakeen, who's played on every record I've ever made except for this last one because he passed away about a year ago. And I just want to say, what's up, Greg?
You also dedicate this album to a couple people.
Yeah.
Doug Brown.
Nipsey Russell and Henry Box Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's Henry Box Brown?
Henry Box Brown was a slave that traveled 24 hours in a container about the size of this guitar amplifier. He mailed himself north to freedom. And then he promptly got out of the box and passed out. And then he later toured circuses with that story. And he wrote a really great book about it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just the things we'll do for freedom. That's why I think Henry Box Brown is amazing. I've done that very same thing for love.
Now, Sam, we've heard that the one song, but I must say there's one thing I think you do best is down songs, sad songs. Yeah, sad songs with a funny kind of core somewhere in the middle of it. I mean, you write a lot of songs that sort of have that going on in them.
Well, if you notice, though, the most up-tempo happy song we just played, I told you, was about my dead friend.
Exactly. So see, it's all it's all contradictions with you also. Yeah. But you were warming up on somebody, apparently a new song. It sounded great.
Oh, thanks, man.
Could you do that one? Maybe?
Sure, I'd love to do that. This is like a brand new song. So not only we've only played it like three times, but it's called Lover Man.
Me why
Mark Anthony Thompson, that is Lover Man. That's absolutely beautiful, and it's got one of the most beautiful, greatest opening lines of any song in a while.
A shemale from Shanghai serviced my father.
Yes.
And then painted his nails cobalt blue.
That's how
the song started. You know, this is one of those songs that just gets dropped in your lap, and I was in bed, and that line came. At first it was tranny, and I thought shemale from Shanghai. And then I called the song Tongue Twister. Because it started out like that. And then the rest of the song, just after that line, it was all gravy.
Yeah. You know? Beautiful song.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thanks to this great band. And also great to have Craig Street sitting in.
David, thanks so much for having us, man. It's like a real treat to see you again.
Well, good to be here. And look for this. It's out on Commotion. And we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. I certainly hope you enjoyed that. Mark Anthony Thompson, Chocolate Genius, our guest today on The Cafe. And if you're looking for his work or for our Live at the World Cafe CDs, you can find them both at the same place at our website, which is worldcafe.npr.org.